today. He'll slice a hole in your side with an evil grin and fuck you all night until he squirts within. He's got a 10-inch cock and an insatiable need, raping all the goats, killing jack-o'-lantern dreams. No pumpkin is safe from his evil delight. When he finds his victim, he'll be humping all night. Run, pumpkins, run, roll away, roll away. His dick is stained orange from pumping all day. He'll carve you up with his giant knife, then laugh and scream, that's Halloween life. As he's whistling through the graveyard gate, hide your jack-o'-lanterns or it's too late. He's gonna fuck them all, pumpkin guts on his balls. Don't look in his eyes or you'll get pumpkin cream pies. Fuck them high. Finally comes in me. Roll away. Roll away. Roll away. Pumpkin fuckers out today.
Hello, and welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, The Daddy Years, the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know and about gay sex.
I didn't know that I ever wanted to about gay sex, but everything that you still don't want to about gay sex, we're gonna lay it on you right now. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija, the perkiest peach-fuzzed pumpkin fucker in all of the pumpkin patch.
Yeah, that's dirty.
That's me.
How many pumpkins did you fuck this year?
I've only fucked two pumpkins.
Oh.
But get me near a pumpkin patch. I'm popping a boner pill, and I will be pumping all them pumpkins.
Well, let's talk about the Patreon patch, which offers listeners a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special photos, videos, audio, and other fun things, and as well as our access to our vintage podcast archive from 2007, where you can hear that lovely intro in its original heyday. Yeah. And you can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
Whoop, whoop. We want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patrons, Phil, Moose, and Gary.
Hi, guys. Welcome to our free patrons as well. We see you.
Anybody named Moose is always a number one in my book.
Oh.
You want to know why?
Knuckle.
Don't you? Okay, so like way back when, do you remember Porky's?
Oh yeah,
they're the big hot dumb one, the Italian or whatever.
How could I forget that?
His name was Moose.
Yep.
I remember Moose. I remember being young and you know, I mean, hell, I was like what, 12, and I knew I was gay, and I was like, oh my god,
you were 5 and people knew you were gay. Oh, no, but you know what always gets me is I remember being a kid, well, a teenager, and watching like the Porky's and Animal House movies like that, and like just thinking like they were softcore porn, like they, there was sex in them, right? So hot, and it was, dicks.
Dicks.
Sporting goods. Let's see. Thanks to Clayton, John, and Alex for being our most active patrons on the Patreon this time. Really appreciate
that.
It's always fun to get a little notification that somebody did some love over there. Yeah.
squirted some love all over the patron.
Right.
Patron.
And welcome our awesome new listeners and our followers on Instagram and Blue Sky, where you can find us at BGSS.
Delicious. And it, am I the only one who has a house full of ankle-biting mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes?
Yeah, no.
Like Mosquito Coast.
So that we have, in my area, we all are suffering right now from the dreaded ankle-biting mosquitoes. So they're super tiny. They're like they're like little, I mean, they're probably about the same size as a tsetse fly.
Mm.
And you wouldn't know what a tsetse fly is unless you're from Africa. And I am not from Africa.
Or if you're smart, you'd know what they are.
Well then, there is that.
Yeah.
As well. But these are little tiny ones, so they barely like see them flying around. And then they go for your ankles. And they go for your elbows.
That's
it's very strange.
It's amazing.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And then, yes. Okay.
So, well, that you know what? I think we've had something like that this summer. So,
But, well,
yeah.
I don't know. Right they're now, awful. They're popular on my property, and it is autumn, folks. Mm. It is almost Halloween-y.
That is true. Halloween-y time.
So.
And so I put on our Patreon, and I think I may have posted it on our Blue Sky. So there's a song that I made called Pumpkin Fucker.
Oh, did you make it in your lab?
Hmm.
Late one night?
Well, it was definitely fun. Now, the thing is that, so for full disclosure, for those who are like, it is basically I write the lyrics, so the lyrics are mine. And then I feed them through the Suno app, which is, of course, the AI app, because I don't do music, but I can tell it what I want it to do.
Matthew loves music, but he does not produce music.
No, but I do write lyrics, and I know production sides of things. So anyway, I make it happen. So did Pumpkin Fucker, got it out there, and got some good likes on it and stuff. But we're going to put it on the show here so our listeners can listen to it at the top of the show so they have heard the Pumpkin Fucker song.
Oh, because they've already heard the song?
Pumpkin Fucker Fucks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that song is essentially a homage to my favorite pastime in the fall. And I love
pumpkin
it.
Pumpkin Fuckers. But I was really surprised that it let it through with the lyrics that I wrote, because I just went like balls out and was all like, you know, he's raping gourds and stuff like that, and he's squirting and But and Suno, I've had it actually kick a song back before when it had the lyrics "dumb faggot slob" in it. So apparently it will protect us, but it won't protect the pumpkin.
Pumpkins are fair game.
From being raped.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Those vegans are out to get them anyway.
What?
Those vegans are out to eat them.
Yes.
Yes. Mm.
Eating pumpkin pie. So that's fun, and we'd love to hear feedback on the song as well. So let's talk about some pumpkin fucking observations if you're down for that.
Oh, I'm always down.
So
to clown with a pumpkin.
Yes. All right. So here's some things that I have pulled together at the last minute that I'll throw out there. First off, if you're looking to see pumpkin fucking videos, Xvideos has better quality than Pornhub. I went on Pornhub first, which I'm not really a super huge fan of Pornhub, but right now they're kind of the dominant, you know. But I went on there and went, ew. Whereas I went on Xvideos and I'm like, ooh, damn, bitch, that's hot. So, better quality on Xvideos. Okay. It's really weird when straight people do it. Like, there's some videos that I've noticed that are, like, women encouraging guys who are dubious at best, shall we say. Have dubious intent. To fuck the videos while they hold them and their melons are jiggling and everything like that. And that's all cool, but it just feels weird. It's all like, why are you doing that? That's a gay thing. I mean, it's not, but it feels like it.
It's
it
a man thing.
Exactly. But
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe gays do it better. In fact, that's my next note, is gay pumpkin fucking videos are better.
Yeah, and as a gay kid growing up on a ranch, you know,
where he never fucked a pumpkin.
There was two choices. There was either the cattle or the pumpkins. God. So and I opted for the pumpkins. You know why? Because pumpkins really don't need to give you consent. The cattle do.
Okay, I'm sorry, but pumpkin consent is fun. I mean, it makes it better if it's consensual. Yeah.
I should like sit down
if the
with
pumpkin's
a bird,
all like,
hey.
Yes, please rape my hole that you just carved into me.
Can I please clean you out first, pumpkin?
Stab me and then rape me. Oh, anyway, yes. That's horrible. Let's see. Okay, one showed it from inside, which was actually kind of cool. They had like a little camera inside, so you saw like the pump,
the thrusting.
Yeah, and that was actually kind of fun.
Nice.
Your pumpkin inside doesn't make it sure it doesn't look like it's the 40th person who've used it. If you're gonna do it, not that the spooge would be a bad thing, but just in general, it looked weird. So. Also, oranges are not little pumpkins. They're oranges.
Mm.
Okay? Just to clarify. Fleshlights in pumpkins are cheating.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then fucking yourself with a pumpkin is more like a science experiment. So you should fuck the pumpkin. But the other way around, kudos to you, but looked a little odd.
Hmm.
And then, costumes and creativity definitely scores points. Because let me tell you, the ones where they're all like in a costume and they're all like sneaking up on the pumpkin and and being all like, yes, I will have you. That was much more entertaining than somebody who's just like. So anyway, those are just some observations for pumpkin fucking.
Wait, there was one more.
What? No, that was just the consent. Remember, consent of the pumpkin is sexy.
And let me remind you, too. So if you are going to do, you go ahead and use your pumpkin. Go ahead and start with a small hole and then graduate.
Yes.
Because you don't want to make the hole too big because you actually want to hit the sides. So don't treat the pumpkin hole as if it is your neighborhood bottom. So your neighborhood bottom, yes, is very squishy. And has a hole that's much like fucking tapioca pudding. But you want to make sure that the hole is just good enough and just tight enough to touch all of your erect penis.
That's true. And also remember to use condoms if you are allergic to pumpkin.
If you are allergic to pumpkin, please do not fuck pumpkins.
Yeah, watermelons are still out there too, and they have holes as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, like, we should almost make this like a pharmaceutical ad. It may cause death. No.
No. To the pumpkin.
Poor pumpkin.
Oh. And remember to thank your pumpkin afterward. That's always a good thing, too.
Yeah, what happens is I thank it at the very end when it's starting to get moldy. I'm like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
A couple days in, I'm like, damn, I wanted one more day with you.
One more day, one more lay.
But once there's mold, it's not as exciting because guess what? It's already dried out enough to where it's not very moist.
You have an STD. Oddly, it's like pumpkin mold.
Actually, with this, it's a P. It's STP. It's sexually transmitted pumpkin.
Yeah, no. And cans of pumpkin. Probably not as much pleasure.
And I will say this too. So, I mean, if you're going to fuck it, but then you also need to make it, you know, for use for pumpkin pie, you just go ahead, fuck it, pull out, squirt on the outside, because you really don't want to add it to the inside.
Well, what if it's pumpkin cream pie?
Well, if it's for your gay friends, just go ahead and leave it in there. They'll love it. They'll be like, what is that flavor? I just can't identify it right now. Because it's out of context.
Yeah.
It's... pumpkin.
Oh, well, they'll know what the fuck it is.
Ah,
they've tasted plenty of it. Let me
like, look.
They'll be all like, oh, what pouch did this come from?
Like,
I want
look,
to visit more.
But no, honestly, if you do, you go ahead and fuck your pumpkin, and then just go ahead and cut it in half, and here's what you do. You just go ahead and put some light oil on it, and then you go ahead and put it, you know, make sure you take a fork, and you pierce the back of it before you leave it on the sheet. And then you go ahead and set your oven to 400 degrees for about, depending on the thickness of the pumpkin skin, so I would say maybe 45 minutes, check it. And then go ahead and let it cool. And then you take a really nice spoon, really big fat spoon, like a really
large. Really large spoon.
Yeah, so then you take a really large spoon and then you skin it. And then go ahead and put the contents in a bowl. And then go ahead and dump in a shit ton of brown sugar. And then a whole ton of pumpkin spice. And go ahead and mash that motherfucker up. And that is ready for your pumpkin pie.
I don't know. This seems kind of macabre. We're talking about like fucking pumpkins and then baking them and eating their insides.
Way back when.
I don't know.
Our ancestors used to use every piece of everything that they used.
I would hope so.
So guess what? You need to do that with your pumpkins as well.
Mm.
So you don't only pumpkin fuck, you pumpkin eat.
Okay.
So, and you know what?
And for many of us gay boys, you're gonna eat the seed?
For many of us gay boys, we like to fuck it and then eat it.
Well, usually in the videos, it's eating it and then fucking it.
And then, if you're dirty. If you're clean.
But you're dirty minded.
Dirty minded.
Yeah.
Then you'll go down and you'll give him a good lick. So, that's a weird topic, and we need to actually talk about that at some point.
Yeah.
From ass to mouth, the mouth to ass, all that fun stuff.
Yes.
Because there are some people who are all about
take
it.
Take your
and there are some people who are absolutely no way in hell.
Yeah.
So there are some guys, once that penis touches the butthole, they will not go near that penis with their mouth hole again.
I know.
Until there's been a firm shower in a couple of days.
Well, actually, I'm that. Like, I'll eat it and then I'll fuck it, but I ain't gonna eat it afterward. Like, once I've done that, it's done.
It depends on how into the guy I am. So if they ever knew that, because most guys I'll bang and then walk away. But if I'm really into it,
run away,
and then I'll want to get intimate again.
Now see, if it were like a Chris Hemsworth, and they were nice and clean, like before I was fucking them. Mm-hmm. I could get down there. I mean, just somebody that I'm like super super into or attracted to, but it's most of the guys I've been with. It's like, sorry, go take care of yourself.
Take care of your business.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, then what if it was Liam Hemsworth?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're basically interchangeable.
A Hemsworth is a Hemsworth.
even the younger Hemsworth brother, yeah. I mean, they're all hot. In fact, I just watched the Ghostbusters with the ladies that he was in that one. And then there's a clip. There's clip.
It was that the one where Valkyrie's with him?
Huh?
Valkyrie? Are you talking about the girl boat Ghostbusters? Or Chris Hemsworth?
Well, Chris Hemsworth is
Men in Black. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Remember he did that Men in
Black?
Didn't go over so well.
But so I was watching that Ghostbusters, and there's a clip at the end where there's no music over it, but it's the whole dance that he does, and he had to like do the whole choreographed dance without music on top of the thing, and it's just the sound studio, and we're just watching him do the whole dance, and I was like, I forgot how hot you actually are. Yeah, yummy. All right, so hey, now instead of continuing on our regular show, which we will get back to in just a week or two here, we're actually going to read you a story now.
Oh, yeah.
And this is called, can you guess?
What?
What this whole show, what our theme has been?
Gourd liquor. You're a fucking gourd liquor.
Gourd, you're stupid.
Gourd, damn it.
Yeah, no, it's the pumpkin fucker. And, Choda wrote it and said, hey, if you need something for the show, try this.
Oh,
and it's
Choda.
Not creepy like last year, to where I was like, I don't think we can read that because that's really creepy. But I'll give it to our patrons because some of them like creepy. Yeah.
All right. Fucker.
So just to make sure that we touch on the topics before we jump into the story, We want to remind you to beat your deep meat to Desert Heat. Check out the latest issue of Desert Heat magazine. Your free copy, desertheatmag.com.
Desert Heat, we love you.
Yes.
Bader Bomb. So, you know, please, if you have not experienced the thrill and the ultimate self-pleasuring experience of Bader Bomb. Now, Bader Bomb is a bomb you use on your dong.
Hmm. You could actually rub it around the hole of the pumpkin, maybe.
It's the dong butter. Yeah, actually, yeah. You know what? I mean, you could. You could totally use it on your pumpkin.
Yeah.
A little extra flavor.
Mm.
Yeah. But, yeah, so no, Bader Bomb. Yeah, give your love to Alex and his hubby, and go buy yourself some.
And
you won't at all be disappointed.
No. And then check out on Blue Sky, Ryan Landers XXX and Randy Morgan X. And also, don't forget to check out the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chota Akate on Smashwords, Amazon, and other digital book distributors globally. And don't forget to follow our friend Daddy Clayton over at claytonxxx.bluesky.social. And we will be back with you in just a week or so with some recommendations. A really awesome letter from our listener, John, and some other news.
All right.
All right. Enjoy the story. Pumpkin fucker fucking
you tonight. The pumpkin fucker. Mike and Ty sat in Mike's dad's old dented pickup truck at the edge of the backside of the Weegerson pumpkin patch, drinking beer Ty had stolen from his stepdad's store. They had skipped the senior class high school Halloween dance on a mission to, finally, lose their virginity. They had planned it all so carefully, but at the last minute, their dates had backed out and gone to the dance. Beyond the low-rise fence laid acres of large, round, ripe pumpkins still on their vines. What hadn't been picked to become jack-o'-lanterns would soon be sold to become fresh holiday pies. The bright moon shone down on the patch, giving an eerie light and making the scarecrows that watched over the fields look like sinister creatures of the night, rather than the straw-stuffed guardians they were in the daylight.
"Stupid girls," Ty said, taking a long drink of freshly opened beer.
"Yup," Mike sighed. He finished his third beer and, opening another, he reached down and adjusted the crotch of his pants.
Ty noticed his friend's movement and grunted, doing the same to his own pants. "We should have waited to take those stupid boner pills."
"It was your idea. I don't have a problem getting hard."
"Neither do I," Ty snapped. "My brother said it helps keep it up even if we spooge too soon."
"Your brother's a doof."
"Hey, he's had tons of pussy."
Mike was silent. There was no denying Ty's brother had gone through half the girls of his class before graduating 2 years ago. Who knows what his kill count was now? Mike chugged the rest of his beer and opened the truck door.
"Where are you going?" Ty asked.
"Gotta piss," Mike answered. "Coming."
"To watch you pee?"
Mike snickered. "I'm going to walk in the patch."
Ty grunted. "Yeah, okay." He finished his beer, grabbed one of the flashlights off the seat, and got out of the truck.
They hopped the fence, their shoes sinking into the damp soil, and the sweet smell of the riper pumpkins starting to rot, filling their noses. The only noise was a train passing in the distance.
"I still can't believe you made him barf," Ty said as the two made their way over the weave of vines.
"Who?"
"That fag from school you punched today. You socked him in the gut pretty hard. It was epic."
Mike grinned and rolled his neck until it cracked. "That's what it gets for staring at my dick in the locker room."
Ty nudged a pumpkin the size of a backpack with a shoe. "Probably just jealous because you're hung like a fucking horse." Ty fell silent, glad the darkness hit the flesh of his cheeks as he realized what he was saying.
Maybe it was the buzz of the beer, but his friend's comment on the size of his dick actually made Mike feel what could only be described as pride. He was big, actually, and secretly he liked when the guys in the shower stared or made comments. But too many of the others had seen that guy staring for a little too long today, and he had to do something. He hadn't meant to hit him hard, hit that hard.
Or he wanted to suck it, Ty joked, trying to deflect the focus back onto the fag from school.
Mike stopped and stared, unbuttoning his jeans. Yeah, well, if he were here right now, I might let him.
Mike's words made Ty double take. Huh?
Dude, my dick is so hard it hurts. You sure those pills were safe?
Yeah, they're just herbal shit. Ty glanced down to see the outline of his friend's fully erect cock in the moonlight. A moment later, he could see the faint outline of his piss stream. His own bladder felt suddenly even more full than it already had been, and pulled his dick out. Pulling his dick out, he too began to pee.
After Mike had shaken the last of the urine from the head of his prick, he tried to shove it back in his pants, but it wouldn't go. Fuck! He gave up, letting it stay stretched straight out in front of him. This sucks! I'm gonna have to jerk off or something.
Ty, who was also having a problem getting his swollen dick back into his shorts, suddenly snorted with laughter.
Oh, you think this is funny, dude?
Nah, man. I was just thinking about what my brother used to do before he went to college.
And?
Ty hesitated, then nodded to the large pumpkin in front of them.
Mike looked down, then back at Ty, clearly not understanding.
He'd fuck the pumpkins.
Mike, I'm fine. What the fuck? For real?
Yep. He and his friends used to do it all the times. At least until...
Mike waited, but then Ty didn't finish his sentence. He prodded him. Until what?
Well, nothing. I mean, it's stupid.
Mike looked around at the large field of orange gourds. Whether it was the beer buzz or the blue ball, suddenly the idea of fucking a pumpkin didn't seem like all that weird of an idea. He reached down and gave his rock-hard dick a tug. Then looked at his friend. You wanna?
Fuck a pumpkin?
Why not?
I don't know.
We need to get off, Ty, Mike said, wagging his large dick so Ty could see it bouncing in the dimly lit night. No one will know. And then he took it a step further and did something he knew Ty couldn't resist. I dare you.
Ty's shoulders slumped. The stupidest shit he'd ever done in his life, and had often gotten in trouble for, was because of Mike daring him to do it. This time, though...
There's no one watching but the scarecrows, man. And who are they going to tell?
Ty scanned the field again, and then managed a resigned... Okay.
They began walking the field until they reached a large ripe pumpkin that had a slight springiness to it. Its skin was gently ribbed, and when Mike pulled it up from the vine, the stem snapped off with little effort. Mike carried it under his arm as they looked for one for Ty, but the larger ones were already starting to rot, and the smaller ones didn't have the same give. They reached a large old tree stump that was often used for people to sit on for photos. Mike put his pumpkin on it, took out a pocket knife, carefully cut a hole in the pumpkin, making sure to make it just a little smaller than his cock, so it felt like he was getting some tight hole. Ty watched as he pulled his piece of freshly cut pumpkin out of the hole, and feeling suddenly even hornier than before, he glanced around, wanting to find a pumpkin of his own. But there, the patch where they were had only smaller, harder pumpkins.
Ty watched as Mike put his knife back in his pocket and carefully inserted his two fingers of his right hand.
Mike smiled. Oh shit, this feels good.
Ty stuck out his hand. Let me feel. As soon as Mike moved his hand, Ty stuck his fingers in the hole and felt the cool, wet insides. His dick twitched and sent a clear strand of pre-cum out of his dick hole.
Mike wasn't waiting any longer. He pushed the head of his dick to the opening. As it brushed against Ty's fingers, No vacant of any digits.
Now.
Now vacant of any digits, Mike watched his cock disappear inch by inch into the hastily carved hole. It felt so good that once he got the last inch of his long cock buried inside of it, he had to stop and wait, or else risk of shooting a load inside of it right then.
How does it feel? Ty asked softly as he watched his friend's expression turn from lust to bliss.
So fucking good. He looked at Ty dead in the eyes. You gotta do this.
Ty shrugged, gesturing to the area around them. Mike rolled his eyes at about to ask how hard it was to find a fuckable pumpkin in the giant pumpkin patch. Instead, after managing to pull his dick out without exploding, he pulled out his pocket knife and carefully cut a hole in the pumpkin directly opposite of the first one.
The knife securely back in his pocket, he again slid his long, fat fuck stick inside the pumpkin. He let out a soft moan of pleasure. Then seeing Ty still standing there, looking at him blankly, he motioned to the other hole. Dude, what if? Just do it, Ty.
Always leery of Mike's temper, Ty did what he was told and, using some spit on the head, pushed up to the other side of the large gourd and slipped inside. The soft, cool slime felt incredible. He hadn't known what to expect, but this surpassed his wildest thoughts, and then he felt a slick warmth slide across the top of his rock-hard prick. His eyes popped open to see Mike across from him, the bright moonlight shining on his face, and his eyes open and looking at Ty.
Ty hesitated to move as he felt Mike's dick pull back and then push in again. Then, time sliding against the shaft of Ty's cock and making his whole body tense and shiver. Come on, bro. Fuck that pumpkin pussy, Mike whispered.
Ty began moving his hips back and forth slowly. The hole was tight enough to be losing their virginity. Wait, okay, hold on. The hole was tight enough that it felt as if it were milking him, but the real thrill, the feeling that kept him on the brink of orgasm, was the feeling of his best friend's cock pushing against his own deep inside.
This was insane. This was not how tonight was supposed to go. They were supposed to be losing their virginity to their girlfriends, not rubbing their cocks together while fucking a pumpkin. Mike was thrusting faster now and grunting loudly. He moved his hand to try to get a better grip and ended up with his hands partially gripping Ty's as the two of them pounded out the pumpkin holes. Mike's dick was banging into Ty's cock, and with each stroke, each long rub of dick-to-dick contact, Ty came closer and closer to the brink until he let out several loud yelps, and with his cock buried to the balls inside the big orange gourd, he began to come.
Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, Mike.
Mike felt the warmth and wetness of Ty's cum on his own, still thrusting meat. It was a combination of that and hearing his name being moaned that was so hot it sent him over the edge. His large balls dripping with pumpkin innards tightened and he began to return fire, flooding Ty's still hard dick with jizz. As he came, moaning loudly, his grip on his friend's hands tightened. Neither of them moved or spoke or looked at each other. Their large cocks were still hard from the pills they had taken. They were lodged deep inside the pumpkin, covered in pumpkin seed as well as each other's seed, and throbbing with need. It took several minutes for them to catch their breath, and starting to feel awkward, Ty began to pull out of the pumpkin hole, only to find that he couldn't. What's going on? Mike barked as he, too, realized he was unable to move away.
While they had been pumpkin fucking, the vines of the patch had encircled their legs, tied them securely in place against the old tree stump.
I can't move, Mike said as he tried to pull out of the vines. He began to pull at them with his hands, but they were too strong, and it only caused them to tighten more.
What's that? Ty squeaked as he saw something move in the corner of his eye. Clouds had moved in front of the moon, blocking its light.
The sound was close, like the sound of cloth on wood or straw, or Ty dug the flashlight out of his pocket and flipped it on. At first, he thought he was seeing things, or that Mike was playing a trick on him. But as he focused on the raggedy face sewn haphazardly in dirty brown burlap, he recognized it to be one of the scarecrows in the area of the patch.
Filthy pumpkin fuckers.
It growled in a low, demonic-sounding voice. Both Ty and Mike let out loud, blood-curdling screams and again tried frantically to pull out of the binding vines. But the vines slithered higher, encasing their arms, chests, and found their way into the men's mouths to silence their panicked screams. The mystery of the disappearance has become a legend in the small town they lived in. A large tree sprouted in the patch that night, made of vines and the hardest of wood. Beneath the tree, flashlights were found, along with their wallets and other various possessions. But what happened to them? What truly happened to them? Only the scarecrows knows.
Filthy pumpkin fuckers. Wow.
That was scary. That was hot, and then it went scary.
Yes, but it was fun.
It was filthy pumpkin fuckers.
Choda always delivers some really...
It's so dirty.
Dirty stuff.
Yes, that was Dirty Birdie, and I was so excited, and then all of a sudden, now they're trees. They're pumpkin trees.
Yeah.
Pumpkin fuckers.
All for fucking a pumpkin.
Now you know, kitties.
Kitties?
Well, grown ass.
Big gay men, sexy piggies. People.
Men piggies.
Yes.
Just remember,
you know, piggies.
If you're late at night in a pumpkin patch, this too could happen to you.
Yeah, you want to get your pumpkin at the store, take it home. It's already, you know, ready to be fucked.
But yeah, you want to ask it nicely, hey, yeah. You know, are you ready for this?
Hey, I just want to shove my dick into you, uh-huh. Man.
And the pumpkin, you know, then has a moment to kind of like, you know, reflect and say, yeah.
Yeah.
I would like your seed.
Yeah.
In pumpkin seed.
Watermelons, pumpkins. Oh, so there is a little story that I remember that some justices or something like that, like high up, like SCOTUS type people, a while, like years ago, were trying to, you know, define like what's porn and stuff like that, and they ended up having to watch like some videos, and apparently some of the videos were of some of guys like fucking like melons and stuff.
Okay.
And so it made me wonder if like members of the Supreme Court have seen like Adam from the Geeky Gay, like back in the day where he like had videos of him fucking pumpkins or fucking
watermelons,
watermelons and like regular
gazabas,
like
honeydews.
The honeydews and stuff like that, like fucking them on his kitchen counter, as you do.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I've never done fruit. I've only done pumpkin.
Mostly, you've done fruit.
Yeah, mostly I do fruit, but now, I've never done the melon family.
Yeah?
Only the gourd family.
None?
And the reason why is because it's so sticky, so sweet.
It's so wet.
So wet. And actually, I mean, I probably would. It, you know, I'd have to do it in like the shower or something right before a shower.
Uh-huh.
You know, so maybe get like a honeydew, a gazaba.
It's more like a honeydew. Yeah, I can't remember if I've done an orange.
Yeah.
In fact, I think back when I was young, like really young and stupid, and I think I taped two oranges together with some duct tape, put the hole in it, and then stuck them between pillows, and then, you know, went to town. Oh, that was hot. One time it was hot. After that, it was just like, oh God, I don't have the energy to do that.
And that's usually how it goes. It's like, yeah. It's always fun the first time. Second time, you're like, okay. But then, it's like, okay, it's a little too much work.
How many times have you actually come fucking your pillows?
I don't think I've ever come fucking my pillows.
Yeah, but you did fuck your pillows.
I had this weird thing when I was a kid. I would fuck the ground. I would dry hump the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because I had this really, like... this really shag, deep shag carpet, little side carpet in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And it was like deep shag. So, I mean, it was like really fluffy. And so one day I was just like laying naked on the ground. I think it was like 11 or 12. And I just started kind of humping it. And so to be honest with you, full disclosure, and but yeah, I didn't start masturbating the typical way. I was just humping that goddamn rug, that floor rug, because it was so fluffy and so soft against my junk.
Yeah,
that I kept just rubbing up against it until I'd come.
Yeah, that's how a lot of people or a lot of guys start. Well, I guess maybe I should just say people, but for our sake, guys,
yeah.
Identified guys. That's kind of how we start. I mean, I remember mine was with the inside of a toilet paper thing. But, I do remember, like, laying in the bathtub, turning over on my stomach and rubbing against the, that.
Then me and one of the guys I was good friends growing up with, we had went to the fair and we'd gotten those weird water willy.
Oh yeah,
the ones that are kind of like an elongated donut,
right? Yeah,
full of water. And yeah. You could put your fingers in and kind of do like a Chinese,
handcuffs.
Yeah, the finger cuffs kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if you used it on your penis, you could hump the hole.
Yeah, I never
and the watery
understood
effect.
That.
What, just what they're for?
Well, no, what are they made for? Like, because, I mean, those are toys that they were giving to kids. And, like, I'm sorry, but when I saw one, I didn't see them when I was a kid. Oh. When I was, like, older and I saw one, I was just like...
That's a pocket pussy.
Dude, why are you giving your kid that? That's creepy.
Yeah, see, if I would go back and see it now, I would be like, that's a pocket pussy. Why are these kids got pocket pussy?
Right. So,
get one. So, I mean, so we were laying in we two small beds, Lucy Desi style, two small beds across from each other.
Yeah.
And he pulled out his water balloon and proceeded to drop his underwear and started humping it. And he's like, do this with it. And I was doing it too. And so we were like, fuck, we were going to town on these things and watching each other fuck them. And my mom walked in. They were making too much noise. And I remember to this day, my mom would be like, remember that time I walked in and Mikey was teaching you how to masturbate? I didn't realize that she was that astute to like really like, know that that's what
right.
I was learning. But so that's how I graduated from humping a friggin' area rug to gripping it with my own hand.
Right.
And fucking it with my own hand.
With
that water willy.
That reminds me, like, I remember being in a small apartment when I was, like, 13, because I think I was 13 at the time that I learned. And I was doing it thinking nobody knew what the fuck I was doing. And I heard that, I remember... Later on, I remember hearing a conversation with my mother and my grandmother on the other side of the wall being like, he said, stop that. And my mom just being like, just leave him alone. Mm-hmm. And like later on, years later, being like, oh shit, they knew what I was doing. But never think that, especially then, I thought I was the only person that did that. I didn't know anything.
Well, my mom,
my
mom had given me a book on it after that.
Here, son.
And it was a children's book. When I say children's book, I say a young teenager's book.
I would hope
so. Drawings, but they were drawings of like...
bananas?
Well, it was drawings of like,
this is going creepy, so
back. Well, it wasn't creepy. It was like, it was like everybody does it, and oh no, now I'm gonna go back to everybody does it. Put your lips together and just shut the fuck up. No, but remember that gal that does the but anyways. It was just pictures of like, kids in their bedroom looking like kind of surprised or like, looking. So, I mean, it wasn't like they showed anything
right.
per se, But just the general embarrassing pictures of kids, you know?
Oh.
Don't be embarrassed. You know,
oh, like yeah. Pictures of embarrassed kids.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not weird
at cartoons.
All. But of course,
they were cartoon kids. Not
right, right. But I'm just saying back then, books about sexuality and stuff like that were, I mean, that we had better sex ed and stuff now. Who knows what the hell's going on with kids these days.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Well, there is your story,
weird
folks.
Times. Your scary, scary stories. Believe me, back then there were times that were scary.
There's times that are scary now.
So, yeah.
But for today and for tonight, may you rest.
Unpleasant dreams.
Filthy pumpkin fuckers.
'Cause I'll today.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.